You don't prepare in a battle, you prepare for the battle. You don't play away your preparation. It's a season. It will not always be there. You know, I've said this to people. If you rush out when you are not prepared, your generation will not forget you. They will note you and not forget that you are a mediocre. Any soldier that gets to the battlefield then start learning how to shoot a gun is a dead soldier. You are not in ministry to compete, you are in ministry to war. If you want to compete at all, the only person you should compete against is yourself.
Pastor Femi Lazarus has been commissioned to go raise God's end time army. Sit back and be blessed as a gold soldier of Christ.
I commend you to God's grace. You do ministry well.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your holy name. We bless your holy name. We give you praise from the depth of our heart, Father. We lift our voice in honor of your name. Lift your hands and begin to give God praise. Let everything within you bless him. Bless him from the depth of your heart. Bless him because he is more than the reason why we are still here. Bless him.
You are the mighty man in battle. El Shaddai. You are the mighty man in battle. Jehovah Nissi. You are the mighty man in battle. El Shaddai. You are the mighty man in battle. Glory to your name.
People of God, bless the name of the Lord. Just lift your voice and bless him. Let everything within you give him praise. Oh, we honor, we adore your name, Jesus. Shadika bahatika shtebalakati akati elemaka filateka shtevelekidaba Zioko shtika de bakibradista. Zubla de bakombre tika talabayatej. Zine monomon zigrahatika babakatiaka. Vehela bakate kabrobokulatish. Oh, we bless you, Jesus. We bless you, Jesus. Zandukem di malabakatiakaba. Elabakade bon zukebre pikatish. Oh, we bless you, Jesus. We lift our voice in honor of your name. Sele maka tika balabatiaka. Oh, we bless you. We honor your name, Jesus. Oh, from the depth of our heart, we adore you. Oh, we lift our voice in honor of your name, Jesus. Everything in us comes to give you praise, Jesus. Oh, we bless you, we bless you, we bless you. We bless you, Lord, you are holy. And forever you are God. We bless you, Lord, you are holy. And forever you are God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, you are God. Hallelujah, you are God. Hallelujah. Sinamaka, silebakati lavaya. Hallelujah, you are God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, bless you, ancient of days. Oh, bless you, Jesus. Kasha la bakati kila bakati. Bless you, Ancient of Days. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, I want to show you a scripture, and I believe it will ventilate your heart and help you understand better the God that we are worshiping. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Alright, let's read the book of Psalms, chapter number 113. Psalms 113. Psalms chapter 113. If you are there, say amen. Psalms 113. All right. Praise the Lord. Praise, O servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its going down. Look at it. From the rising of the sun to its going down. The Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, His glory above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God, who dwells on high, who humbles Himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in earth? He raises the poor out of the dust and lifts the needy out of ash heap, that He may sit him with princes, with the princes of His people. He grant a barren woman home, like a joyful mother of children. Praise the Lord. Amen. So what is scripture saying by implication? When God's praises goes high, amen, then the poor will be raised from the dust. When His praises goes high, the poor will be raised from the dust. The needy from ash heap. Now, if the poor comes before the needy, you must understand that being referred to as the needy, alright, is actually very serious. Alright? It's a state where the poor man may have wants that are not met. But for the needy, it's already described. His basic needs are not available. Shelter, food, clothing, basic need, companionship, not available. All right, but regardless of how hopeful, or in spite of how hopeful, hopeless that situation is, when we truly understand God as God and we praise Him, then we start seeing dimensions of Him being triggered. Yes, and you must understand that. That most of the major covenants of your life will come while you are just busy loving and blessing. Do you get what I'm saying? Yes. That moment where you are seen beyond the things you are expecting. That you have every cause to bless Him. And that's what I've told you. Thanksgiving is only thanksgiving if it is coming with gladness. And that's why David said in Psalms 100 from verse 1. He said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye people. Serve the Lord with gladness. With what? Gladness. Alright, that is, you cannot be sorrowful and thankful at the same time. One will have to stop. While we are thanking him, you are not thinking of the things you have trusted God for. Oh, I wish this came. I wish that came. You are thanking him for the ones that showed up. Amen. Because truly he's been good. Amen. Truly he's been what? Very good. And that's why this morning I want you to do it deeply. Let everything within you do it deeply. Let them usher praises to God. Everything within you. The dead cannot praise God. Nor can the voice of them who have gone to silence be heard. So bless him. Oh, bless you, Jesus. Oh, bless you, Jesus. Oh, bless you, Jesus. This morning, accept all praises, all thanksgiving, and all adoration. Thank you because you hear us always, even as we pray this morning. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. Hallelujah. If you look at the story of Jabez in 1 Chronicles, the story of Jabez, please pay attention. This series is very critical. It is very critical. Alright? There are things that if you try to get them done on your own, you spend light years trying to get them done, you will not get answers. But they show up for one meeting one day, and that's it. The Holy Ghost asks them what he wants. And let me say this to you. You don't know what anybody is dealing with. So getting life across to them should not be a difficulty. Do you get what I'm saying? Yes. So what was the case of Jabez? The Bible said he was more honorable. More honorable. That's 1 Chronicles chapter number 4, if I'm right. Yeah. 1 Chronicles 4 from verse 9. 1 Chronicles 4 verse 9 said, and Jabez was more honorable than his brethren, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. And Jabez called on God, on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he required. Alright, so if you look at the case of Jabez, he ought to be the one that will be complacent. Because, I mean, from the beginning of his description, he was already better than his brethren. But you see, breaking through does not stop at being better than what you see in the house. All right, because sometimes you are seemingly better than the narrative there, but you have not gone too far to come back to that same spot. Are you following what I'm saying? Yes. Alright, sometimes you are already beginning to show signs that already, yes, you are touching some heights that no one didn't touch before. Alright, if you ask your parents, they will tell you they also touched some height that their own parents didn't touch. The issue is that there are gaps in each generation of people going quite further, but no one has truly broken through. Are you following what I'm saying here? Now, limitation can exist in different forms. One, it could exist in the form of lack of something. Yes. It could exist in the form of lack of something. Everybody, at some point, people seem to enter into fame, but nobody really entered into true prosperity. They know them, but seriously, the knowledge is just futile. Alright, I remember while we were in Ife, we were three in the room, myself, Femi Okeokwemi, and Samuel Ajiribi. Alright? Samuel then was having to do law. Alright? And then, being a Nollywood actor who had received different awards from the moment that he was a child, alright, several occasions he tried to travel and people would know him at the park. And they will come back frustrated and say, these guys know me everywhere. But there's no money to show for it. All right? So I learned something. It doesn't end at being famous. All right? Limitations can be from lack of something. People do well financially, but really you can tell that the best women in the house don't have children. All right? Lack of something. Are you following what I'm saying? Yes. Lack of something. Number two, limitation can also exist in form of a terrible reputation. Alright? People, they don't seem to lack certain things, but most of the men in that house are known for promiscuity. They follow women, and you can count, this one has a child for someone outside. That one has a child for someone outside. That one has. Alright, let me share something with you. Sometimes, the Lord will not just allow you to assume what the enemy is doing. He will open your eyes to see what they are doing. As a matter of fact, it is not every attack that the source is eating. Sometimes you will know. Alright, let me share something very important with you. While I was on campus, one day I called my stepmother to say, hello, how are you doing? And then she answered and said, how are you doing? I said, I'm fine. How is your wife in school? I said, no wife. He said, have you not impregnated a woman? I said, really? This is what you are waiting for? All right. Till I see God in glory. Are you following what I'm saying? I know what to do. Do you get what I'm saying? Sometimes from people's stylish question, you know what they are expecting. Do you get what I'm saying? Have you seen people who are that direct with you? Huh? That they will tell you stylishly, they know what they're expecting from you. Okay. somebody was advising somebody to get married and then was saying to him and then say, marry now so that you and your wife can struggle together. I said, okay. Now, except the Holy Ghost will help you as the highlighter to highlight that word struggle. Alright? The normal human mind. You cannot know the mind of the enemy without having the mind of Christ. You can't. The normal human mind will just think they are just advising because things are not too well. The fellow is telling you marry so and you can enter into struggle. But you will not struggle. Yeah. Alright? Limitations can be in form of a bad reputation in the house. People in this place have a reputation for certain terrible activity. Women here have a reputation for having more than one husband and then having children for two, for three, for four, and then they have them around. Men here have a reputation for having children with different women and they have them all around. And then they tell you, you just notice that there's no one around this place that is well spoken of. Any child that will breakthrough must start with anger. Yes. And that was what Isaac told Jacob. It's an everlasting secret. He said, as powerful as the Abrahamic blessing is, all right, as powerful as what your brother is carrying is, the day you become discontented, you will break his yoke from your neck. You will. All right, so listen to me. Which child in the house will God anoint with favor? The one who will look at everything despite the goodness, in quote, that others seem to be celebrating, the one who will say, I refuse to be a part of this. That is how God pours oil on people. He doesn't pour it on them when they were sleeping. Have you noticed that when Samuel came to anoint king, all who rose from their bed were not anointed? It was the one who was in the field. Who was the one who killed Goliath, the giant that will lead everyone in Israel? The one who was angry about it. There are certain breakthrough oil that flows with anger. Do you get what I'm saying? When somebody begins to ask right questions, you wake up one morning and you look at it and say, my parents, they've been working civil servant for 30 years plus now. And yet, look at the car in the house. If anybody mistakenly drive out, this car is in trouble. Because that is the only car. Look at the house. All of a sudden, God opens your eyes and you can see that there is a force around the name of the family that does not stop men from struggling, but it stops them from having the result of their struggles. And then you start having agitations. You get what I'm saying? That is what reveals that you'll not be a part of that flow. And the agitations should not stop at agitations. You should actually carry those agitations to the place of prayer. Sometimes they are doing well. Now, there's one the Holy Ghost wants me to share. Thank you, Lord. All right? Limitations can also be in form of the enemy stealing something. Yes. And this one is a very serious one. In a sense that almost everyone in the family have a record of losing a child. A child died, and then if you look at mommy's sister or daddy's brother, they also had a child that died. My father shared, I remember vividly when my dad was about celebrating his 40th birthday. Alright, so he lost his elder brother about 2 years before his 40th birthday. And so when he was 39, he decided to go into 40 days marathon fasting. 40 days. So on the 40th day, while he was breaking, the Holy Ghost inspired his heart to go to the house and then do certain things. Now, after 40 days fasting to break a limb, because his elder brother died at a certain age, and then he knew he had to break it. All right? Something happened. On his way driving from Kano down to the west, all of a sudden, the bonnet, that's the part that covers the battery and the engine, of the car lifted up and covered the windscreen on top speed. Alright, and manageably, he was able to maneuver the car and park on the highway. Now that's for somebody who did 40 days marathon fast. Because the original intention of the devil is that he wants to operate without being noticed. Are you following what I'm saying? You look at everyone, somehow the devil could not stop them from having certain things, but he stole them. And there's a track record of it around. Are you following what I'm saying? But in all, limitations make sure everyone stays around the same level. They might be a few inches taller than each other, but they are still around the same level. And that's why you are going to pray. I told you, it starts with discontentment. It starts with burning anger. I bless God for what is happening, but it is not enough. I refuse to be a part of this. I don't want to
No, I don't want to have this narrative. It starts with that kind of anger. It starts with it. Where you, and it may look like the anger is coming with some sort of hatred for the status quo in the house. It is necessary. It is necessary. And that's why I'm going to give you 2-3 minutes. We're going to make sure you decree and declare. Listen to me. You mention it, bad reputation. Everything the enemy has succeeded is stolen, stealing. Is that how you sit down? From everyone else. I refuse. I refuse it with everything within me to lose in those areas. I refuse losing out to the enemy. I will not lose any ground. I'm tired of the status quo. There's gonna be more than this. There's gonna be more. There's gotta be more. It's gotta be more than this. You will decree and declare. I refuse. I refuse, Lord, to be stopped where others stopped. To be limited by what limited others. No, Lord. I reject this situation. I reject this narrative. I reject this offer. I reject it, Lord. I am not stopped by what stopped others. I am not limited by what limited others. I reject the offer of limitation. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Sit down. Let me quickly show you something. Limitations always come with coldness. Yes. Limitations always come with what? You just notice somehow this fellow began to experience the blessing of God early. But he was cold towards building his own house till that money left and he has to start living in a rented apartment continuously. Just cold. For no, do you get what I'm saying? You notice these people would have, they could have fought for more. This fellow has been doing this job for 20 years plus. The salary is nothing. You could have rejected it 20 years ago and strove for something else. Coldness. You notice, listen, I was called last year to pray for a family. Not, I was not even called. I said I was going to come and pray. This man has been sick. I caught it while he was about to retire that this man is going to die when he retires. I called somebody in the family. I said, this fellow, I'm seeing that your dad is going to die. We need to start praying. I've seen that 2 years before he retired. As he retired that same month, the man lost the ability to urinate properly by himself. All right? So, prostate enlargement. So they had to use catheter and then find a way to help him extract the urine manually. And they were praying, and then surgery was suggesting something else. They were praying. The record, the test result was they could not do surgery. He could not do surgery. And as the thing was dragging, I noticed this man will die. But nobody got the agitation. It was too real. It was too real to me. I said, this man, I can give him countdown 15 days, he's going to die. Nobody. It was not a serious thing for anybody else. I went to the house. They were doing morning devotion, night devotion. And they were praying. And then I said this prayer, the devil will like it. Every demon will be comfortable with this kind of atmosphere. I said, can you give me 5 minutes? We need to pray. I made some very heavy declarations. 5 minutes. As I stepped out of the mini sitting room where we were praying and entered the main sitting room, a bird flew inside the house by itself and went to hit its head against the wall, fell down and died. The following day, the man recovered. what was the mystery of coldness in others? It will kill him. You wonder that people are seeing something they could have taken a stand and said no. Limitations comes with coldness. And if the man dies, all the doctors are in trouble. Their husband's life already has a benchmark. That is the way it works. Achieve one, something in one, others is spread over them. Are you following what I'm saying? You will notice these are things everybody could have taken a stand, but they were called towards it and were satisfied with others. Limitations also come with compensation. The enemy stops you here, but allow you to have result here. And then that result, maybe the things you'll be looking at and say, there's no point praying hard. I mean, God, this one is working, will bless you for what is doing. Are you following what I'm saying? Have you noticed that you are particularly cold towards praying about certain things? When you want to pray, it's like there's a hold saying don't do it. If you can conquer that hold, you are the one that will break through that area. You will decree and declare. In every aspect, the enemy has cheated others. Where they were cold, I refuse it. Jesus. 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 Reject it. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Let me say this to you. Don't accept those narratives. Don't accept them. No. Listen to me. Are you following what I'm saying? You must take your stand. This might have been your experience, but I choose mine in Christ. You might have gone through this. It is not compulsory. Are you following what I'm saying? Listen to me. Hear me. I am telling you this. If you don't break through, if you like go and get a PhD, you will still suffer. I've seen PhD holders on bike. Are you on bike? Have you seen profs on bike? People know them, but for one reason or the other, when it comes to that area of money, it's like bringing water out from iron. It's a struggle. You listen to it. You look at them. You look at the way they talk. You notice they are fought and they are tired. Don't accept the narrative. Don't take it. Don't what? Don't take it. Don't take it. Hear me. You will look around now. What are the things you have seen that you say, this one, it might be in your life, it must not show up in my life. Affliction cannot arise a second time. Hear me. You know the problem we have is that the problem we have in prayers of breaking through is our neighbor. You say, if I mention this, my neighbor will hear. But you forget that God is hearing much more. Alright? And then you, because of your neighbor, space yourself to places. If you don't want to be embarrassed. But I don't know who gets embarrassed in prayer. Begin to call them by their names. Call them by their names and renounce them. Call them by the names they have. Elama silabaka de abakash. Yekelebokom brebekilata. Yekebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebeb Call them by their names. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. There are people who didn't do well and they expect you to come back with stories that you didn't do well also. But they will wait in vain. Amen. I'm saying again, they will wait in vain. Amen. I'm saying again, they will wait in vain. Amen. That it didn't work for them is not a proof that it will not work for you. Where others failed, you succeed. Amen. Hear me. There's a story. All right? Not even a story. The boat event played out before my eyes. There's a woman that somehow, all right, I was there when the grandmother came, when the mother came to visit. He had her own grandchildren. And guess what? He had an issue with her mother. And then she beat her mother with her hands and dragged the mother to the well in the compound. I said, useless old woman. You are this. We went on holiday. And I was like, what is this? We also went on holiday when I saw our daughter dragged her to the same point and stopped. And I said, ladies, sometimes some parents, out of the fact that some things didn't work for them, and some children are trying to claim being different, they have placed curse on them. They've said words that will limit them. They've set the bar. Look at what Jacob said to Reuben. He said, Reuben, you are my firstborn, the beginning of my strength, the excellence of dignity, but you're unstable as water and you will not excel. Let me tell you one reason why you have to pray. There are people you know that are currently struggling, but it is even known in the heavens, all right, that they will not break through till they will show up. They will not break through. Why? They are not getting the real handle that will unlock it. And they will struggle like that. Are you following what I'm saying? The reason why you have to pray is that God has already separated you. Let me tell you one of the things that happens. The moment the enemy sees that you, that God has separated you, you are going to try to do. One of the things he's going to try is attack on your life. Yes. That if you think you are going to be the one that will break. So, the moment you have started, finish. Do you notice that those who stop halfway die earlier? Have you seen this? When they fight to some point, and then they go to a point and just tabernacle, and the enemy say, if I allow this fellow to continue, he was going to break through totally. And then brought one sickness, something, and they said this fellow passed on. Why do people die at the peak of their glory? Why? That's why you're going to pray. I will not break through partially. I break through totally. Put your right hand on your head wherever you are. I break through totally. 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 I break through totally. Eyemonti kate lebo kuba. Ayagata la balaba kobrebekite legia. Zelende mokombelia kataba. Boramiro, beja mijao, majen babanu adurao. Boramiro, wateja mijao, mama jen babanu adurao. Oba to n gbe kun aladura mo ti de. Oba to n gbe kun aladura mo ti de o. Gboro mi ro o. Beta mi ja o. Mama je gbagbanu adura o. Oba to n gbe kun aladura mo ti de. Oba to n gbe kun aladura mo ti de o. Gboro mi ro o. Beta mi ja o ma je gbagbanu adura o. I refuse to stop where that stopped. I refuse. Ah, ye kende mokota. Every limiting factor. In Jesus mighty name we are praying. Now hear me. There is the third view to limitation that is a very dangerous one. This is the limitation that is trying to come over one that can't be traced to anyone else. Yes. Yes. You look back and everything seems to be intact. Everyone seems to be fine. But somehow, you could have done better but your health. You could have done better but this. You could have done better. Do you get what I'm... I mean, I've spent time talking to people on campus. You notice these guys will come, they will organize mathematics tutorial for people who are not passing math, and then they will teach them, and then they will organize this and that, and they will start teaching, but they themselves dropped out. Knowledge is not enough. They can't explain. Do you get what I'm saying? How will somebody who has that kind of knowledge be withdrawn from school because he's not passing? And they will teach you, you will pass. They can't even go home. I mean, nobody can bear witness to what I'm saying. And they hang around campus. And they know these things. Are you following what I'm saying? Sometimes you notice the experience you can't even trace to anyone. The enemy is trying to give you. You are saying, what is this? But don't forget, the main agenda of the devil is that you'll be ignorant of the areas he's fighting you. Yes. That he loves ignorance. He likes to fight in darkness. That's what Psalms 11 verse 2 says. He said, for lo, the enemy bend their arrows and set upon the strings to shoot from the shadows at the upright in heart. He loves to fight from there. And that's why you will decree and declare, nothing will stop me from becoming all that God wants me to become. Nothing. Nothing will stop me. Nothing will stop my children. Nothing will stop me from becoming all that God wants me to become. Nothing. My life will not be cut short. Say it, say it, say it. My life will not be cut short. Sickness will not be found in me. In the name of Jesus. My health will not be affected. In the name of Jesus. I live healthy. I live healthy. I live healthy. I have life abundantly. No delay, no stagnation. 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 Eye kelebaka, ayaba kapton le mokote, eyabaka ayabaha. Shelebaka telebokom brebe. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. I refuse to be stopped. I refuse to be quieted. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Hallelujah. Now let me say this to you. We are not just here to pray these prayers. And then, so by the time you leave here, it covers for the whole day. No, you have to take these revelations to the place of prayer. Praying fervently. I'm telling you, there are things you will not pray about until you start praying. Yes. Yes. There are things you will not be able to pray about until you start praying. And by the time you start praying, and you pray to some point, then it starts becoming obvious what the works of the enemies are. Start becoming obvious. I share the story with you. I mean, when people are playing to the hands of the devil, it is not obvious. I believe that's why we need spiritual leadership and to be accountable. Not saying what you want to say, but saying all there is to say.
Yes.
Saying all there is to say. I shared with you the story of this wonderful lady. All right. She's been trusting God for her husband. She's in her 30s. And all of a sudden, the guy showed up, the fees introduction, by herself. She'll postpone it by 5 months. I said, this is... Again, the time comes again. She postponed by 6 months. Again, I said, you have postponed your introduction about 5 times now. This guy is waiting. Why are you postponing your introduction? He said, I don't even know. Are you kidding me? I mean, it was so strong that she'll be crying. And said, Jesus has just been postponed. And this same person is praying. I've seen people fought what they are praying for. They can't tell. It's a force. We were listening to, was it yesterday morning? We were listening to the testimony of a woman, all right, that her husband died while they were sleeping, 29 days after they got married. All right, smoke came. The day they fixed the wedding, the woman was kidnapped on their wedding day, raped and stabbed on their wedding day, raped by 3 guys and stabbed. And then she was talking about the 29th day that the guy died. All right, something happened in the house, smoke filled the house, and then they both choked, but she was able to survive. The man died. And then she said that night, he called her. And he just began to tell her that if I die, I want to move on with your life. I told my wife, I said, you see that what I'm saying? That is the demonic spirit. It is called the spirit of death. The spirit of death is not that which just kills. It is that which makes a man confess its reign over the life. I don't know anybody who embraces life and leaves this place. I'm telling you. You will hear. Either they wrote on Facebook. Once that spirit come and say, write something signaling your death, they are signing a warrant. Are you following what I'm saying here? All right, and the guy began, why are you saying this? Why should somebody just wake up and begin to say, if I die, when I die, at what age are you? And they begin to sign it, and they are where the devil wants them to be. And that's why God needs to open your eyes of understanding part time. The dark places of this world is full of the habitations of cruelty. It's full of it. The grave is familiar with unfulfilled glories. That's why you have to pray. This girl, I was saying her story, she was pushing her wedding, her introduction. Until I had to speak with her by authority. I think this was about 3 years ago. And I said to her, I asked her a question. I said, what if I tell you I'm going to come for your wedding? Say, you come. I'm going to fix it. No. I knew. All right? That which I've been making this woman postpone this thing is not something serious. It is flimsy. But, all right, lorded over by a demonic force. And then just postpone. Say, I'm giving you the instruction now. And I wasn't giving instruction just as a spiritual father. I was giving the instruction as an authority. Go and fix that date now. Say, yes, sir. The same way somebody can command somebody in the spirit realm and then say, go and die. You can also command somebody and say, go and do good. All right? And then that was when she went to fix the date and then she got married. Why was she postponing? She doesn't know. I'm telling you get what I'm saying now. I mean, the guy that came last, that after he's coming, you don't know that the season of guys coming, before it comes again, it takes the next 10 years. You didn't know why you just said no. People do things, they don't know the force governing over it. You get what I'm saying? It can be a cloud. That when you break through, one of the things the anointing of favor does is that it makes you make the right decisions. Yes. It clouds you. You others are afraid of certain things. You just say, this is it. I'm making this decision and it is now. And then you make it and you become the envy of nations. Are you following what I'm saying? Are you following what I'm saying? I sense there's an attack on somebody's life. That's what I'm saying. You will decree and declare. My life is not under any siege. Not any siege. Decree it. With long life, it satisfies me. With long life, it satisfies me. Shows me his goodness. In Jesus' name we are praying. There's a family I know. All who are married in that family, all, they always go back to living with their parents. All. They will get married in the city, give them 1 year plus. They will all come home and they were all living in the same room that they were living while they were growing up. All of them. I heard a story from Pastor Funke Obaje. A woman, you know, she's a medical doctor. So, you know, UTSC, a woman came and she was in labor. And while they were doing everything normal and procedural for her to give birth, all right, the child was not coming. But at some point, she began to pray in the Holy Ghost. And then all of a sudden, the Lord called her attention to look back. So in that labor room was the mother of the child, of the woman that was in labor. And as the mother was tightening the wrapper, her mother was tying. That is the mother's wrapper. So was the pain of the girl multiplying. So she looked back and told the mother, "Get out of here now. I rebuke you in Jesus' name." As the mother stepped out of that labor room, she gave birth. All right? There is something, you may not like it, but it is true. There is something you really need to spend your time praying against. It's called the ill wish of men. What does that mean? People struggle to break through in certain area, and you are showing signs that you can do what they were not able to do. They love you, but somehow they wish you won't break through. It can happen from parent to children. They did all they could. But it is clear that you are becoming different. You know, it takes people with large hearts to accommodate greatness around them. They look at you and they are happy for you, but they wish that at least their own story should be valid, that everybody struggled. And then they didn't really wish that you should just do what you want to do well. And somehow, that ill wish is enough for the enemy to sponsor, and then the journey begins to drag. It's called the ill wish of men. But it does not matter, those who are not wishing well for you, you do well. Everyone following me now, wherever you are, put your right hand on your head. I decree and declare over your life and destiny. You will not just step to where others couldn't step. You will go far ahead. God, who raises men, God, who is the lifter up of our head, will lift your head to the point where nobody can bring you down. What no one else had been able to get done, you will get done. Amen. The favor that no one else had been able to enjoy, you will enjoy. Amen. You are that fellow that will change the narrative. Amen. You are that fellow that will cause the tide to change. In your light, others will see light. In your light, others will see light. Receive the anointing to break through now. It doesn't matter what you are going through right now. This same year, God will advertise His lifting in your life. He will bring you to that point where whenever they are making reference to those who break through, they will call your name. The kind of greatness that no one in your lineage put together had been able to enjoy. From today, you begin to enjoy that greatness. Amen. I say from today, begin to enjoy that greatness. Amen. From today, begin to enjoy that greatness. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
your mind, your heart is quickened and inspired to do what others could not do. You begin to see what they couldn't see. You start thinking what they couldn't think. You start imagining what they couldn't imagine. You begin to envision what they could not see. In the name of Jesus. Ayende monteka shalaba bekumbelia tabakate rebekula batia. When God wanted to lift Solomon, he inspired him to do what no one else has done, so he could give him what he had not given to anyone else. In the name that is above all names, you are inspired to go a different direction. Again, I say it, both in sacrifice, both in covenant practices, both in terms of creativity, in the name that is above all names, you are inspired to do what others could not do. The mistake that defines the life of others will not be seen over your life. The enemy that wants to see that your family is scattered by all means, they will not succeed. The enemy trying to bring you into that place where others will say, we know it will happen to you too, they will not succeed. In the name of Jesus, receive breakthrough anointing. Receive breakthrough anointing. Receive breakthrough anointing. Receive breakthrough anointing. You will not labor for another to eat. You will not labor for another to eat. I ask, talente mokonde baka, eyata kiba, kelebakwante boko. The hand of God will come upon your life and preserve you. You will not live your days in sickness. You will not live your days in pain. At every point, everyone suffered one kind of loss or the other. You will not suffer loss. If they lose, if what they lost was a child, you will not lose your child. If what they lost was their husband, you will not lose your husband. If what they lost was their wife, you will not lose your wife. If what they lost was their job, you will not lose your job. If what they lost was their health, you will not lose your health. The enemy who have been stealing from everyone else will not steal from you. We permanently damage the work of the devil. Those who are expecting you to make mistakes, those who are expecting you to come back with shame, their waiting will be forever. All that God has designed that you will enjoy, the devil will not snatch your life from enjoying it. But long life shall he satisfy you. It is done. In Jesus' powerful name, we are prayed. Now jump up in victory and say, "Break through."
True transformation is evident for doers and not just hearers of the word. Be a doer of these words of transformation.
To reach us, send an email to femilazarus326@gmail.com. Stay blessed.